Okay, we're doing Mishlei, chapter 10, verse 4. And the pasuk or verse says, a poor person makes false weights, poor person makes a deceitful scale, but the hand of the diligent makes wealth. So we have a few questions. The first question is, every poor person doesn't make a deceitful scale. The poor people, they're honest poor people. Secondly, every diligent person is not successful. So the question is, practically, this pasuk doesn't work. In other words, the pasuk is supposed to teach me about how to operate in the physical world. But you're not working with the right facts. The physical world, it's just not true. Okay? That's the first question. And secondly, the second question is, a poor person is not the opposite of diligent. Okay? So, and every pasuk, you must talk about the same subject. One is talking about poor and one is talking about diligent. It's two different subjects. The answer is there are two types of poor people. Like, for instance, if the economy drops, so even though you might be diligent, but the economy is bad, you're going to lose a job. That's one type of poor person. Then there's a poor person as a result of his laziness. So therefore, the second half of the pasuk talks about diligent, so the first half must be talking about a poor person. That's a poor person as a result of his laziness, and also the word for poor is ani. Ani is a poor person, and over here they use the word rush. Rush is also a poor person. So the word rush is a poor person as a result of his laziness, based on this pasuk. The answer is there are internal and external factors in life. Internal factors is that which I am the cause. That's internal. External is there's things in the physical world that's out of my control. For instance, the economy could go up, or the economy could go down. That's not in my control. So Mishlei is not talking about what's the external factors. It's only talking about how the internal factors can either make you fail or make you successful. But it doesn't always work in the physical world, because then there are external factors. Okay? So you always have to be careful when there is a situation. What is the cause? Is the cause the internal factor or the external factor? Mishlei is only talking about the internal factors. Okay? All right. So it talks about a lazy person. A lazy person is poor as a result of his laziness. He's too lazy to work. Okay? So what does he do? He makes deceitful scales. Okay? Now, there are certain people that they don't have any morals. That's a different type of person. It has a certain term for a person that doesn't have morals. But the poor person does have morals. So the thing is that as a result of his laziness, the first consequence is that he will have a conflict between his morals and his laziness. And in the case where the laziness wins out, he will be deceitful, and he will get a consequence. Two is, since the second half says that the diligent man will become wealthy, so that means the poor person will not become wealthy. He will not be successful. In this pasuk or verse, it does not say the reasons why. We will see later on. All it is telling in this verse is that he will not be successful in his cheating. doesn't explain why. And the third thing is that a lazy person, in his cheating or his in deceit, he will do it in a lazy way. For instance, the mafia is not lazy about being a criminal, okay? A con artist spends time trying to talk a person into something, and he works hard at conning people. He just chips off a little bit that it would be equal to a person that's too lazy, and they don't want to work too hard, but they're in an office, and they want to take, so they take a stamp, or they take an envelope, something that's not even noticed. You understand? They do it in a very simple, lazy way. They do it in a very lazy way. So even their method of doing is lazy. Even their method of deceit is lazy. Is they just, the deceitful scale is, if I want, years ago, if I wanted a pound of butter, so I had a stone that weighed a pound. So you would chip off in such a way that you don't notice off the stone, so you're getting a little bit less of the product that he's weighing. I mean, it's just a really a deceitful way of going. So the thing is there are three consequences. One is he will not be wealthy. Two is he's in conflict with his morals and his laziness. And three, he does it in a lazy way. He does it in a lazy way when he cheats, like a very simple lazy way. Now, insofar as diligent is concerned, there are two types of diligent. There is diligent where a person is raised to be diligent, and they do it because. And they're caught up in a society or how their parents raised them, and they're diligent as a result of that. We are talking about Mishlei, Proverbs, which deals with the idea of a chacham. He would not accept that as a good thing, where you're diligent just as a result of the way you're raised. You should be diligent when rationale, the chachmah, or the intelligence, or the wisdom, tells you to do an act. It's the wisdom that guides you, not the motion of diligence, but it's the wisdom that guides you. So therefore, when we talk about diligent, we're talking about a guy that lives the life of Mishlei, and he only does things that are practical. And therefore, Chachma tells him he should be diligent in a certain area. But there's a certain area he could sit and do nothing because there's nothing to do. But the diligent person can't stop. He's driven to be diligent. Okay? So therefore, the word diligent here means that he's diligent because wisdom tells him that he should be diligent. So what we're saying is that the diligent man is a chacham, he's a wise man, and he uses his diligence wherever wisdom tells him he should use his wisdom. Okay? That is the diligent person. Okay? Now the question is, what is the difference between the lazy person and the diligent person? What is the difference between them? The answer is that there is a situation where you have to go to work. You have to make a living. Now, whenever you go to make a living, there's always a certain amount of pain or conflict. You know what I mean? Things that you don't want to do. Okay? But you have to do it because you need to make a living. So therefore, the situation that both the lazy man and the wise, diligent man is in is that they have a conflict between the pain of working and the result that you need the money, the practicality that you need to make a living. So the lazy man makes the decision not to get his result, but to avoid pain. It's more important for him to avoid pain than to get any practical result, even though he needs it and he wants it. but his decision is always to avoid pain. Okay? While the wise, diligent man will only act where it's practical, he will work and put all his energy into getting the practicality, and once he gets the practicality, then he stops. It's not a desire to put energy, like you're driven to do, to be driven. But the thing is that he's not driven by that. He's just willing to work for the practicality. So he's a very practical person, and so the practicality helps him to overcome the pain.